It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 27th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Researchers at Stanford University built a computer this week that would disappoint most of us. No Angry Birds, no Netflix. The computer's operating system really only lets it do two things, count and sort numbers into different columns. But this tiny little basic computer could be the start of a revolution in technology because the chip wasn't made with the usual semiconductor ingredient, silicon. Instead, this little gadget was made with carbon nanotubes. It's a breakthrough in a long mission to make our devices even smaller and more powerful. Marketplace's Sabri Benashour has been looking at the science and is here to drop some knowledge. Hey, Sabri.
Hey, Ben.
So first, let's talk about Moore's Law.
Okay, so Moore's Law is the idea that every couple of years, the number of transistors on a chip will double.
Okay.
That basically means that the chips get more powerful. They get faster. You get more memory, more pixels. Now, we're used to a life where, you know, okay, the internet comes along and then we have really cool laptops and then suddenly there are smartphones and they get faster. And that's all kind of coming to a halt.
We're starting to slow down.
And that is because the more transistors we cram into a chip, the more energy it requires and the hotter it gets.
And nanotubes are supposed to fix this somehow?
Well, yes, basically. They're tiny. You could fit 40,000 into the width of a human hair. But on top of that, they conduct electricity much easier than silicon. So this here is actually Max Schulicher. He's the lead author on the paper in Nature that described their development. Now, just remember that transistors are like the ones and zeros, the on and off, the basic unit of computing.
A good way to imagine it is a water hose. So if you try and turn a water hose on and off just by stepping on it, you can imagine that a very, very skinny and small water hose would be much easier to turn off and take much less energy to turn off than a much thicker and bigger water hose.
So tell me exactly what these Stanford researchers did.
Okay, they did not invent the nanotube.
Right.
But what they did do is they connected them all into a functioning computer.
Okay, so all very nice sounding, Sabri, but what does it do for me?
Okay, you will get faster laptops and faster phones. Mm-hmm. What I think is really cool is what we don't know we're going to get out of it. You know, think back to 1990. Did we have any idea we were going to have an iPhone 5S? Translate that into 10, 15 years from now.
Marketplace's Sabri Benashour, thank you very much, sir.
You are very welcome.
And before we go, say happy birthday to Google. The company was founded 15 years ago today. Back in 1998, it was a pretty basic internet company, but one that very quickly wormed its way into our daily lives and even our lexicon. Back in 2002, the verb to Google made its television debut on an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Have you Googled her yet?
Willow, she's 17.
It's a search engine.
The rest is history, people. Also, I played our Silicon Tally game with New York Times tech reporter Amy O'Leary this week. Check that out on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show. This is APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.